Right. I hope you can hear me now.
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Good. Let us pray. May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, our Lord and our God. Amen.
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 My brief is to preach on Nehemiah chapter 3, verses 1 to 7, and to give an overview of the preceding chapters. However, to read the story of Nehemiah can be a bit confusing, not only because of the names. However, to read the story of Nehemiah is a bit like tuning into a middle of a TV program, a series, without any explanation of what is going on or how we got there. Yet the story of Nehemiah is a very important story. It is one of prayer, obedience, courage and hope, allied to compassion, careful planning, negotiation, cooperation, firm and visionary leadership, hard work and miracles. It is a story of exile, of spiritual renewal and restoration. It is a story for today. Nehemiah saw the exile he and the Jews were experiencing as a punishment on the Israelites for breaking God's commands, decrees and laws. They had worshipped other gods and not looked after their neighbour or stranger. Society had become very unequal. A few people had great wealth. Many lived in abject poverty. Worship became only outward show that neither engaged the heart nor lives. Repeatedly over the centuries, prophets had spoken out against these abuses in worship and society, calling the people to repent and return to God or suffer his punishments. Repentance and reforms did not last. Again and again, the people and the kings of Israel were described as doing evil in the sight of the Lord. Punishment came. The northern kingdom of Israel fell to the Assyrians and the people were deported to Assyria. The Babylonians attacked the southern country of Judah, sacking Jerusalem, destroying the temple, exiling the elite and skilled craftsmen to Babylon, and leaving behind only a remnant. In Babylon, a dejected people mourned for Jerusalem and the temple. Though they saw their exile as fulfilling the prophecies of God's judgment and punishment, yet the exile also marked a new beginning as the prophets encouraged the people to look beyond judgment to the hope of God's mercy, forgiveness, restoration, and return to Jerusalem. Through spiritual discipline, reflection, repentance, and reorientation, a time of adversity became one of spiritual renewal as the people learned afresh to rely on God and truly worship him. Their exile ended when Cyrus, the Persian king, who had defeated the Babylonian emperor, issued a decree saying that the Lord God of heaven has charged him to rebuild God's house in Jerusalem, and his people are now permitted to go to Jerusalem and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. Those whose spirits God had stirred returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple under Ezra the scribe. It was not an easy task. They encountered opposition, became discouraged, but the temple was rebuilt. Many years later, Nehemiah, who was living in Susa, the Persian capital, received a delegation from Jerusalem. The people living there were in great trouble and shame, for the walls of Jerusalem were broken down and the gates were destroyed by fire. Distraught, Nehemiah wept and mourned for days and nights, fasting and praying to the Lord Almighty. He confesses the sins of his nation, his family, and himself, acknowledging that the exile was a punishment from God. Nehemiah reminds God to keep his commandments. He will gather them, bring them to the place he has chosen to establish his name. Now those gathered people were in great trouble. The Jerusalem and her walls were in ruin, leaving them open to attack. So Nehemiah prays that God will answer their prayers and his and give him success. For Nehemiah now has a plan. He wants to rebuild the walls and gates of Jerusalem. Nehemiah is a cupbearer, a wine taster for the Persian king Artemides. It is a position of trust which gave him access to the king. Nehemiah was still sad when he next served the king and became afraid when Artemides remarked on his sadness, for it was forbidden to be sad in the king's presence. However, taking courage and making the most of his opportunity, Nehemiah explains that he is sad because the city, the place of his ancestors' graves, lies in waste and its gates have been destroyed. Surprisingly, the king asks, "What do you request?" First, sending an arrow cry to God, Nehemiah asked the king to send him to repair the city of his ancestors. When the king answered his request, Nehemiah also requested letters for the provincial governors to grant him safe passage and for the keeper of the king's forest to provide the necessary timber. Nehemiah's prayers were answered, for the king granted all his requests and provided an armed escort. After 3 days in Jerusalem, possibly waiting for a full moon, Nehemiah went out secretly at night with a small group of men to inspect the walls. Only after this inspection did he tell the priests, nobles and officials and the people of Jerusalem that God had put it on his heart to rebuild the walls and how through the king's support, God had answered his prayers. All his Jewish leaders and hearers were anxious to rebuild the walls and committed themselves to the common good. But some influential foreigners mocked them, accusing them of rebellion. Nehemiah answered, saying, "The God of heaven is the one who will give us success, and we, his servants, are going to start building." And start building they did. In the passage set for today, in the list of those working on the wall, we get a picture of mutual cooperation for the common good. As priests, Jews from Jerusalem, men from Jericho, foreigners, and those from outside the province, each toiled on rebuilding the gates, some even in defiance of their nobles. For many Christians, this time of pandemic feels like exile. We have been locked out of our churches, deprived of communion wine, forbidden to sing praises to God when we can meet in what can seem truncated, unfamiliar services. We yearn for what we have lost in our church and daily lives, and long for them to be restored, as the Jews in exile yearned for Jerusalem. The Jews were exiled for their sins against God and their neighbours. I'm not saying the pandemic is a punishment for our sins, but rule out the idea, or not to take it as an opportunity for looking and examining ourselves, the church, society, and the world in the light of God's commandments, is to miss out on the grace of repentance, forgiveness, mercy, renewal, and restoration. We need each to pray and ask, God, am I breaking your commandments, decrees, and laws? Am I worshipping other gods? Am I caring for or neglecting my neighbours and strangers? Does my worship, prayer, and Bible study engage my heart and change lives? The present crisis has spun a spotlight on the inequalities in our society. We should pray and ask God, what do you want me to do? We can use the lockdown as a retreat, a time of prayer and fasting. To do so would turn this time from one of deprivation to one of blessing and spiritual renewal. I'm sure I'm not alone in managing how our lives and society can be rebuilt when the pandemic ends. In this, we can learn from the story of Nehemiah. He would have considered himself an ordinary man, even if we consider him to be extraordinary. But he is an example of what an ordinary person can achieve with God, and we can learn much from him. Nehemiah was touched by the plight of Jews in Jerusalem. His concern did not end there. Nehemiah was a man of prayer who trusted God would hear his prayers and answer them. So he prayed and fasted for many days and nights. Nehemiah came to believe that God had called him to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem and set about fulfilling that commission. He did not say, I am a cupbearer, not a builder. He prayed, carefully planned, and took the most of his opportunities. Even when afraid, he trusted God, prayed and set out his request to the king, and they were granted. He made sure he had the resources to do the job. Nehemiah could keep his own counsel. He spent time seeing what was needed, and when he had a clear picture of what was needed, put his plans before those who were able to carry them out and encourage them to be involved by giving his testimony of how God was blessing the project. He faced down the opposition, saying, we are God's servants, and he will give us success. He was not afraid of hard work. He believed that prayer and practical action went together. Ezra attended to the spiritual life of the returned exiles. Nehemiah built the physical infrastructure needed to rebuild society. When we come out of the pandemic, we need to follow Nehemiah's example of prayer, planning, and practical action, for that is how our society will be rebuilt and renewed spiritually and physically. Let us renew this present time wisely, So spiritually renewed, we are ready to hear and carry out whatever call God puts on our hearts. Amen.